Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz, and we pick up in Sefer Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem, chapter 140. This is the Perek composed by David in the lonely, frustrated time when he was on the run, and made particularly sharp by the fact that he already had been anointed by Shmuel Hanavi and knew that his future was as king. But as close and as promising as that seemed, in real life, it was not within his grasp. And instead of ascending the throne, David is on the run, a fugitive, pursued by his very own father-in-law, Shaul, with his life in danger. The pain in this perek is not only at his circumstances on the run from Shaul HaMelech, but also the pain of one who is betrayed and maligned and spoken badly of by various other figures. It's the loneliness and frustration of a David where the goal is in sight, but held back by people, some of whom thought they had reason to chase him, some of whom had no reason and no business and no benefit getting involved in this chapter, yet threw themselves in just from their own wickedness and from how base they were in order to get involved. Now, Rav Hirsch gives us a very useful structure for understanding the breakup of this particular perek, and he points out that there are actually four sections in this perek, each one which ends with the word Sela. Not in this perek, but elsewhere. Rav Hirsch discusses the importance of the word Sela, where throughout the Sefer we find it almost as a musical note, and there are some Mefarshim who take it as such, but a musical note in the Song of Tehillim. Rav Hirsch says that the word Sela comes milashon from the language Sal, a basket, where after sharing what is considered a particularly important or significant or complete thought, David, so to speak, gives us the note, Sela. Take this idea I've just shared with you and put it in your basket. This one is important enough. Take it with you. Carry it as you go forward. Carry it as you go ahead through your day. And let this one go with you throughout the rest of your life. And so the first section, from Sukkim Bet through Dalid, verses 2 through 4, we'll talk about the evil men in general. The next section, ending in Pasuk Vav, verse 6, will ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmaya, for his divine help in combating these enemies. Pasukim Zayin through Tet again will end with the word Sela, and we'll discuss the attitudes which David developed as armor against these attacks, the attitudes which gave David a bitachon, that he would emerge triumphant, and then helped him weather these constant attacks. Finally, Psukim Yud through Yudalid, again bracketed by the word Sela, take this message and carry it in your basket, speaks of the idea that these Rishayim, these evil people, actually bring their own destruction upon themselves. And with this help, we begin the first section, speaking of these evil ones who sometimes pursued, sometimes betrayed, sometimes maligned David. Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Chaltzeni Hashem Adam Ra, Me'ish Chamasim Tinzereni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please release me from the wicked man and preserve me, save me from the man of violence. The Malvim differentiates here between Adam Ra, a person who has no benefit, no reason, no business pursuing David. And in this category, he refers to the Zifim, the class of Jews who betrayed David's whereabouts when he was hiding within them and told Shaul where he could find David when he was well hidden and thought himself safe. The Zifim had no motivation, had no reason to get involved, except for hatred and except for their smallness of stature. And as such, they are Me'adam Ra, a person who has no reason getting involved. Me'ish Chamasim, a person of violence, this is a person who may be misguided, but in his own mind thinks he has a reason or an objective in pursuing David. And according to the Malbim, Shaul HaMelech himself fits into this classification. From any or all of these people, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you save me? Asher Chashvu Ra'os Belev, they devise all sorts of evil schemes and evil thoughts in their heart. And then, based on those thoughts, kal yom yaguru milchamos, they assemble every day for wars. As the Sfarno points out, there's the premise here. that wrong ideas, ra'os belev, will lead to wrong actions, yaguru milchamos. Further, chashvu ra'os belev, not only in their own heart did they think wrong thoughts about David, but they actually accused David of having wrong thoughts in his own heart. They accused David of plotting rebellion. They accused David of being disloyal to his own father-in-law Shaul, all of which was absolutely untrue, but all of which led them to plot battles and wars against David. Shanenu leshonam kmo nachash, they sharpened their tongue like a serpent. Chamas achshuv tachas sifasemo sela, a spider's venom is under their lips, sela. The Malbim here again continues the differentiation between those who have no benefit or reason versus those who do in pursuing David. And he links the first class of people to the nachash, to the snake. The snake bites and kills, but it has no hana'a, it has no benefit, it has no enjoyment from its prey. This is like those zifim who had no benefit from betraying David, yet did so anyhow. Chamas achshuv, this spider, this venomous spider, on the other hand, does enjoy the taste of blood and does have enjoyment and benefit when it strikes its prey. This again are those who do think they have some benefit or objective in chasing David, but again, it's venomous and it's poisonous. Rav Shamshon Fo'el Hirsch points out, Shananu l'shonam, they sharpened their tongue in every campaign of evil. The first and most effective tool for getting evil done always is misuse of the tongue. The power of speech is enormous, and it can be used, of course, to build worlds. But when it's misdirected, when we sharpen our tongues to lay people low, it can be the most potent and the most dangerous tool for causing destruction. This ends that first section that we discussed, speaking of those who rose against David. We continue now with David's plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect him from these people. Shamreni Hashem miyedei rasha, guard me Hashem from the hands of the wicked. Me'ish chamasim tinsereni, protect me from the hands of violence, from the man of violence. Chamasim is plural, is the plural form, the lashon rabim of this word, because again, this violence, this corruption, pervades and infiltrates every single level of society and becomes part of the very fabric of a society that's built on people who are shanenu lishonam, sharpen their tongues. Asher chashvu lidchos pe'amai, they have made plans to jostle my feet, to take me off my path. Tamnu ge'im pachli, the arrogant ones hit a trap for me. V'chavalim palsu, v'chavalim, made out of ropes. Palsu reshes liad ma'agal, they spread a net near my footsteps. Shasuli, they set traps for me. Mokshim shasuli, they set traps for me. Sela. Pasuk Zayin, we here again pick up, as Rav Hirsch says, the attitudes, the words that David spoke to himself, the truths he reminded himself of, facing these terrible people, understanding that his security was threatened by these dangerous people. What are the words that David spoke to himself? What are the truths that he repeated to himself to stay strong and confident and secure as he went forward? Amalti, said I, David, Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Lashem, Keli Ata, you are my God. And the understanding of that is, Ki Elecha et Palel Tamid, you are my God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I have always davened to you. Not only in times of danger, not only when I am threatened, you have always been the address for my tefillot to whom I turn, and therefore I have established you as Keli Ata. You are my God. Azina Hashem kol tachanunai, listen to the sound of my pleading. Elokim, Hashem, Oz Yeshua Si, you are the might of my salvation. You have always been my strength. Sakosa l'roshi b'yom nashek. David reminds himself. Sukkah is a shelter. You created a shelter. You protected my head on the day of battle. fascinating idea, Biyom Nashek, which we generally take to mean battle. The Yerushalmi Vamot points out that Nashek, battle, is related to Milashon Nishika, a kiss. A kiss which is the indication of a meeting, of a joining of two people. And Chazal and the Yerushalmi Yevamot point out that when there is this place of Nishika in the world at large, when two opposing forces meet, we always find ourselves in a place of some danger as we come to the transition. When two worlds or two adversaries or two eras in time bump into each other, that transition can be rough. And at such times, we need a special siyata dishmaya. We need a special help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the transition should be smooth. Examples that are brought, more mundane, close to our lives, the change of seasons. When autumn touches winter, when winter touches spring, some of us love that change in the air, but many of us get sick. Because again, as the weather changes, as two seasons touch, there is danger in the transition. And we need a siyata dishmaya. We need a divine help to weather, literally, that transition. In the future, there will be a colossal battle that we call the Milchemet Gog u'Magog, where the nations of the world will try to do battle with the Jews who will be finding themselves at the end of their journey. And again, we find many references in Chazal of the tremendous siyata dishmaya we will need in order to sustain and come smoothly through this transition from Galut to Geula. And again, brought by the Yerushalmi, describes Yom Nashek as the day of death, as the day when two worlds meet, when my life in Olam Hazeh bumps into, meets up with my life in Olam Haba. And when there is this transition, the world of the living comes in contact with the world of the dead, there is a special siyata dishmaya. There is an escorting that we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ensure that our transition from one world to the next will indeed be smooth and will lead, of course, only to a tikkun for the one who passes from one world to the next. And so, says David, at every time of transition in my life, sakosa, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a sukkah around me. You cradled, you escorted, you protected me. Al titein Hashem ma'avaye rasha. Do not grant HaKadosh Baruch Hu the desires of the wicked. Zmamo al tafik yarumu sela. Let not their conspiracies be carried out. As we all know, people can plot many plots and plan many plans, but the ultimate success of the plan rests only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can plan, they can plot, they can make all sorts of schemes, but do not let them be successful. Yarumu, because then of course they will become exalted. They will become haughty. And again we end this section with Sela, with the end of Pasuk Tet, verse 9, closing the section of David in the attitudes with which he strengthened himself. The final section of this Perek will deal with the idea that David brings to us, Psukim Yud through Yudalid, where he speaks of these people plot against me, but in going about their evil, in sharpening their tongues, in betraying me, the ones they harm are themselves. Where those who use their resources, who use their talents, who use their mouths to fell other people, in the end are really plotting their own destruction. Rosh misibai amal sifasemo ichasemo. The chief of those who surround me, let their own lips' trouble cover them. In other words, their lips, their mouths, which betrayed and slandered me, let it bury them. Yomotu aleim gechalim, let fiery coals descend on them. Ba'esh yapilem, let them be cast into the fire. But make no mistake, it's the fire that they themselves lit, which will ultimately devour them. Yapilem v'mahamoros bar yakumu, into the pits where they will never rise again. And they are the ones who dug those pits. Ish lashon bal yukon ba'aretz, the one who slanders doeg ha'adomim in his time. Esav, says Rashi, generally, at all times, let these people not be established on earth. Ish chamas ra'yitudenu lemad chifos, Let evil hunt down the man of violence and overthrow him. Yadati ki yaseh Hashem din ani mishpat evyonim. Says David, I knew and I know that Hashem will always do din over the poor man's claim, and he will judge the one who has been rendered destitute. Ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha. Yeshvu yisharim es panecha. It is only the righteous, the tzadikim, who in the end will thank your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The evil have dug their own pits and lit their own fires, and in the end they will find their destruction that they themselves executed. And when that happens, when they fall into the very traps that they created, it will be the tzadikim who will remain to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshvu yesharim es panecha. And the ones who remained straight and served you with integrity, they are the ones who will remain upright and will dwell in your presence. Thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shiri Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.